USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Consumer prices, excluding the volatile food and energy components, soared well beyond the Federal Reserve's 2% target in the year to June, reaching levels not seen since 1991 and reinforcing concerns about inflation. The so-called Core Personal Consumption Expenditure Price Index is the Fed's preferred method of gauging inflation, rose 3.5% in the 12 months to June. Former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows says former President Trump's world is looking to move forward.
President Trump's endorsement not only has power, but it has unbelievable power, perhaps at historic levels. You know, we just recently got a poll back from both Texas and Arizona. Approval ratings for Donald Trump, 91%, 92%.
Audio courtesy of Newsmax. This is USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Deputy Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre speaks to the spread of the Delta variant.
It spreads more than twice as easily from one person to another, and it's spreading rapidly. It is really just across the country, and that is just the fact.
The CDC, leading the fight against COVID-19, gave up a crucial surveillance tool tracking the effectiveness of vaccines just as a troublesome new variant of the virus was emerging. While the CDC stopped comprehensive tracking, what are known as vaccine breakthrough cases, in May, the consequences of that choice are only now beginning to show. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is vowing he won't let grass grow under our feet as the department begins to implement the new vaccine and testing directives. The Defense Department must develop plans to make the vaccine mandatory for the military and set up new requirements for federal workers who will have to either attest to a COVID-19 vaccination or face frequent testing. This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Wendy King reports on Thursday's destructive tornado in Pennsylvania.
Just one day after a destructive tornado struck eastern Pennsylvania, causing the partial collapse of a car dealership and injuring several people inside, the National Weather Service confirmed that an EF3 tornado had torn through the area with peak winds of 140 miles per hour. They said the most intense damage was to a car dealership and an adjacent mobile home park. They said on Thursday, the twister struck in Bensalem, Pennsylvania. Public Safety Director Fred Herron said it was the worst damage he had ever seen. According to officials, 5 people were injured in the car dealership. The storm caused damage in other areas of town as well, but no other injuries were reported. In addition to reports of tornadoes, there were also numerous reports of wind damage, hail as large as 1.5 inches in diameter, and flash flooding from torrential rain across eastern Pennsylvania. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
A children's hospital in Louisiana is experiencing a wave of COVID-19 hospitalizations as the Delta variant pervades the region. Dr. Catherine O'Neill, Chief Medical Officer of Our Lady of the Lake Children's Hospital.
The variant is far more contagious, right? But that viral load doesn't just mean that I'm going to spread it to more people. It also means that when I inhale somebody else's breath, I am getting a massive amount of virus.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.